5. Antonia Yoppi Ramos, The Doubtful Honor of Being Poor. On the 4th of May 1861, the city council decided that the new cemetery could be opened, and appropriate instructions were given to continue the tradition. Accordingly, the first corpse buried in this type of event had to be that of an extremely poor person who had also been virtuous, according to the opinion of the mayor and the priest. Interestingly, however, no one poor enough died, and it took several days until on the 12th of May, a woman passed away in the charity hospital. This was Antonia Yoppi Ramos, born in 1800 in Castelló. She died of metritis when she was 60 years old. She lived at 30 San Pascual Street and came from a family of farm labourers. When she died, she was Ignacio Nebot's widow. The municipality took care of all expenses. A magnificent coffin, which took 15 days to be built, the shroud, which consisted of a costume of the Virgen Dolorosa, and the so-called general burial was chosen, which was the most expensive and lavish of the three types available. On the 13th, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the funeral procession set out from the parish church with an entourage of 50 poor people who were housed in Casa de la Misericordia, or House of Mercy in English. 18 orphans from San Vicente Ferrer School, the clergy, the municipal corporation, and rounding out the entourage, the city's two musical ensembles. The luxurious coffin was led by 6 of the city council's night watchmen to the new cemetery. Behind this sumptuous procession, several citizens representing the full range of social classes and categories accompanied Antonia. At 6 p.m., she was interred in the third niche of the second section on the right, just in front of the entrance door, and to commemorate the episode, the epitaph on the black marble gravestone recorded the events. In 1948, and in order to improve access to the old section, 20 niches had to be moved to the sixth square section. Antonia's was among them.